Today, for a few moments, we're going to be in Proverbs again. We're going to continue in our series, our summer series on wisdom for everyday life from the book of Proverbs. And last week, we were on the topic of what the book of Proverbs has to say in the area of our finances. And today, we're going to look at a very, very important area. And that area is the area of decision making. We all have to make decisions. Making decisions is something that we do every day. Some decisions are big, some are small. Some make little impact. Others have tremendous, life-altering, lasting impact. In the book of Proverbs, the wisdom in God's word that is here is so valuable for us. It can spare us from making those kind of big, bad decisions that can follow us. And also, the book of Proverbs gives us hope. Because every one of us have made some decisions we wish we could go back and make again. It's not a person in this room who hasn't made a poor decision at one point in your life. And if you believe that you've never made a bad decision, wake up, right? Ask somebody close to you if you've ever made a bad decision. They'll probably tell you that you have. So we're going to look at this. But before we do, I thought I'd show a video. Now, before I show this, it's a very short video. So it's going to be here and going to be gone before you even know it's here. But I'll just say this, that we all know a bad decision after it's been made. So check out this video. Give me 1 second.
Stands up. Great. Oh!
I feel like I need to show that again in case you missed it. One more time.
Stands up. Great. Oh!
So by watching that video, a lot of things we wonder, I mean, first of all, we're like, why? Why? But if we could know the context of the story, there probably was a group of guys. I mean, again, they're not getting into, this isn't something terrible, I mean, per se. We don't know how it happened, but at one point a conversation was probably like, hey, dude, you should get up on top of the house and jump into the trampoline, and if you hit it perfectly, you'll land in the pool. It'll be awesome. Come on. And then probably somewhere along the line, there was the phrase, watch this. And we all know what happens. We see the fruit of a bad decision. We don't know if any injuries took place, but it looks like the pool was injured if no one else was injured. You know, you could spend hours on YouTube watching fails, watching videos of regrettable decisions that have taken place. And some are just funny and no harm. But if we were to spend time today telling our own stories, I think each one of us would have some stories to share of maybe some decisions that are hurtful that we look back on. Maybe it's a decision somebody else made in our life. Maybe it's a decision we made. And what I'd like for us to do today is to look at, I'm grouping together what I believe is two general strands of wisdom from the book of Proverbs. The first area that we're going to look at is the area of pitfalls that we need to avoid in making decisions. Pitfalls, and then we're going to look at a decision-making process. And again, this is not like a perfect process, but I believe that it takes some of the general wisdom from Proverbs that can help us make that decision. But first, we need to look at what are some pitfalls that we need to avoid in making decisions that could help us make wise decisions. The first pitfall that we need to avoid is this: making unilateral decisions. Another way you could put this is making a decision in isolation. A lot of the worst decisions that are made individually without seeking outside help, without asking somebody, a wise counselor, a friend, a mentor, before the decision is made. Oftentimes, one of the ingredients of a poor decision is when that decision has been made unilaterally or in isolation. Proverbs 13:13 speaks about this. It says, people who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who respect a command will succeed. People who despise advice, who'd rather just make that decision on their own. Now, there's some decisions that are fairly insignificant. You don't need to check every decision by somebody, but there are many decisions we make in life that are big. Decisions about who we marry. Decisions about moving, decisions about staying with a job or quitting a job, decisions about making a large purchase when we don't have the money for it. There's a lot of decisions that we make that are larger There's decisions we make as parents. There's all kinds of decisions. And Proverbs warns us that one of the pitfalls that we can make is when we make a decision in isolation. I'll share you a funny illustration a bit about this. I remember I worked for my dad in the summers during college, and he owned a heating and air conditioning company. And so when I came home in the summer, usually my role was to do preventive maintenance. I did a lot of those things. I drove a truck around with a pressure washer, and I also would assist some of my dad's other employees in the heating and air conditioning business. And I remember making a decision that was very costly. And actually, because my dad had a business partner who co-owned the business with him, they worked together, I was with my dad's partner, and we were at the Town of Normal offices in Bloomington Normal, and there were several employees in a large facility, and it was relatively early in the day, an office, and a lot of these administrative office employees were working, and one of the condensing units outside was not working. So I remember I had a radio, and my dad's business partner, my supervisor, said, "Hey, run in, find the breaker panel, and turn off the power to this." So I remember going in the office, and I remember, you know, walking in, and I walked by all these people, and I had an employee showing me where the closet was. And as I'm walking by, all these people on their computers working, phones, they're on the phones. And I go to this closet, and I remember looking, and I see the panel, and there's all these different, you know, obviously the breakers, and they're labeled, and I'm trying to figure out what's what, and I'm looking for something, and I saw COMP, and I figured, well, compressor. I couldn't find anything, and so I said, I'm just going to flip that one, and I think, you know, I don't, you know, I'm new, I'm young, and in a trade like that, it's kind of embarrassing if you got to keep asking your supervisor. I can do this on my own, and so I flipped that breaker, and I radioed, and my boss said, "No, it's still on." It's like, "All right, let me try another one." So I flipped another one off, said furnace on it, and then he goes, "You got it." So I just decided I'm leaving that whatever one I turned off, I don't know what it did. I'm just going to leave them off so I don't accidentally electrocute my boss. That's not a good thing to do. So I remember walking outside, we're working, and all of a sudden an employee comes out, and he stands next to my boss and I, and he sits there, and he stands there, and he goes, "Excuse me, sir, is there any possibility that you would have done something that would have shut down all of the computers for our entire building?" And I remember my dad's business partner, my boss, on the ground in front of this condensing unit, just going, "I don't know, Mark. Is there anything we would have done?" And I remember just saying, I think there is something. Here, I'll go. I remember walking back in and turning that back on, and I remember it taking a long time, whatever way they were working on these employees, they had lost data. I made a decision without seeking out. I wasn't sure. Fortunately, I think we maintained that business account, as far as I know, at least, but that was an embarrassing thing for me to go through. We got to be careful in making decisions in isolation. Proverbs also speaks of another pitfall, making decisions in a hurry. Especially the larger the decision, the greater the impact. At times we want to make a decision in a hurry. Buying a home is a great example. If we're able to, and we get to that place, we want a house and we want it now. And whatever it may be, sometimes we make decisions in haste and they end up causing us a lot of challenges. Proverbs speaks of this in Proverbs 13:16. Wise people think before they act. Fools don't. And even brag about their foolishness. Making decisions in a hurry, not allowing adequate time for us to think through a decision, can lead to a poor decision. So we have to be aware of that pitfall. The third and final pitfall, I think there's more you could get from Proverbs. So as you're studying this book, I'm sure you might come up with some more additional areas. But I want to summarize the last one in this way. This is the third pitfall that we need to avoid, and that's making decisions under negative influences. Making decisions under negative influences. I want to share with you three potentially negative influences that can affect our decision making. So maybe we're not making a unilateral decision, we're not necessarily making a decision in a hurry, but there are some influences we need to be mindful of that can lead to a poor decision. I'm going to share those three here for you, put them up together at once. They are anger, alcohol, and appetite. Now, we could probably bring more into this, but Proverbs hits on these. And I want to first start with anger. Proverbs 29:11 says, "Fools quickly vent their anger, but the wise hold back. Some decisions that are made that are harmful to us and harmful to others, that are poor decisions, are made in the middle of when we are full of emotion. And our emotions at times, especially anger, can lead to a poor decision. People have walked out on a job that they wish they would not have walked out on that job had they not been angry. So I think what Proverbs is telling us is be very, very careful when a decision is made while you're angry. Be very, very careful. Maybe step back, spend a night, sleep. Allow yourself to calm down. Proverbs warns us of the dangers of making a decision while we're angry. You know, we talked about this during communication, but many times we've seen somebody's angry, they go to social media, they tweet, they post something on Facebook. In just a moment of anger, and that decision haunts them, and it has lasting impacts on their life. Another influence that we need to be mindful of, and that is the area of alcohol. Proverbs specifically talks about this. A lot of really bad decisions that are made while under the influence of alcohol. So the consumption of too much alcohol can impair a decision, and it can lead to poor decision making. Proverbs speaks of this on more than one occasion about the need for us to guard against making that decision. Proverbs 21 says, "Wine produces mockers, alcohol leads to brawls. Those led astray by drink cannot be wise." So we need to be very mindful of the influences and how they impact us and the dangers that are part of alcohol and what that can produce in poor decision making. There's a country music artist, some of you may know him, Brad Paisley is his name if you ever listen to country music, and he has a lyric here. It's quite relevant, and I'm just going to share the lyric. Sometimes country music has an interesting lyric. It says this: Brad Paisley is writing about the dangers of alcohol. Listen to what he says. "I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. I've been known to cause a few breakups. I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends or get you fired from work." There's probably some wisdom in that, isn't there? Proverbs illustrates this. In all of Scripture, the general tone towards alcohol consumption is one that's negative. So again, it's being mindful and being aware and of making decisions that are made, especially under influences such as alcohol. The final one here is appetites. And this is different places in Proverbs we see this, similar to emotions, but when there's appetites involved, specifically 1 John talks about the lust of the flesh. When there's a strong desire for something that we feel like almost takes over us, oftentimes making a decision out of a strong desire, an emotion, can lead to a poor decision being made. So again, Proverbs warns against, and these are just three, and you could come up with more: anger, alcohol, and our appetites, things we need to be careful of. So I want to put up one more time for you this list of pitfalls to avoid: making unilateral decisions, making decisions in a hurry, and making decisions under negative influences. And I think if we can make a commitment to avoid these three pitfalls, it would save us a lot of hardship that comes from poor decision making. I want to share with you a process that Proverbs gives us. And again, this is, I'm really putting this together from looking at the book of Proverbs. And it's probably not a comprehensive, all-inclusive process, but I think at least gives us a way to think about the decisions that we make and to head on the path towards making good decisions. The first step in the process is this. If you need to make a big decision, it starts here. Pray. Pray and seek God's wisdom. You know, we could go to multiple passages in Proverbs, but this is so important. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, I think, is a foundational passage. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not depend upon your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. How can we depend upon God if we do not spend time in prayer with him? Prayer is not about manipulating God into doing something for you. Prayer is about depending upon God, your creator, relying upon him, seeking his will in everything that you do. So when you need to make a decision, especially a big decision, pray. Pray and seek after God. There's a promise in this passage that if we will know God, and the word for know here is an experiential know. It's not a knowing God in your mind, knowing basic doctrine. That's not what's being talked about here. It's about personally having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We know that in Scripture. And so trusting in the Lord and knowing God personally, the promise that we have is that God will guide us. He will make our path straight. So prayer is a vital starting place for the decisions that we make. The second step in this process is believe. So pray and seek God's wisdom. Believe God's character and his word. Proverbs 1:7 says that the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. So that if we're to truly understand, if we're to truly to seek to know what is right and wrong, we have to go to the Lord. And specifically, we don't have to go just on our own subjective experience. We have the inspired, trustworthy, truthful word of God. So when we make a decision, we must believe in who God says he is in his word, in what he says about life. What does he tell us to do? What does he warn us against? What is the primary purpose we see in Scripture of our lives? To know and love God, to love others, to live in relationship with him. So we have to believe in God's character and his word, and that means that we bring our decisions underneath his authority. Some bad decisions have been made by people who pray. They pray and they want God to ultimately tell them they can do what they want to do. But if our prayers don't include the study of God's word and a willingness to commit to obey what God has already revealed, our praying can actually be dangerous if it's not based in the word of the Lord. So we have to believe in who God is. We have to believe what he says, what he tells us to do in his word. And I think it's important that we have a moment where we declare that we want God's wisdom most of all, that whatever he shows us, we'll follow, that we'll seek to obey him in his word, and we'll make our decision out of whatever is going to most help us in our relationship with him, and we'll be cautious of decisions that might be harmful in our relationship with him. The third step in this process is a really, really important one, and I think each one of these are in an order, and they need to be in this order, but we need all of these, and that's this: listen to godly advice. Listen to godly advice. There's been times in my life, and I suspect in your life, if you've been following Christ for very long, where maybe you've had a moment where you thought God was telling you to do something, and you were sensing this in your heart, and you're not. It's a gray area. It's not black and white in his word. It's not specifically something that God says not to do or to do. So you're in this place of not knowing. It's very important that we seek out godly advice and wisdom. There is danger. We can find five people who agree with us on everything. So if we're not careful, we can go to those five people who are going to say, yeah, you're making the right decision. Go for it. But we need to be careful to seek out godly, wise advice. And there's times in my life where perhaps after listening to the wisdom, God's wisdom through people who know and follow him, that I've said, you know what? I think God might be calling me to do something different, where he's led me, he spoke to me, and he saved me through listening to godly advice. I think I jumped forward here. Yeah, I jumped to the end here. I might have to have some help there. Looks like I lost connection. We're trying something new this week, and apparently that was a bad decision. So hey, there it goes. So I'll probably have to have some help back there. But So the third step was listen to godly advice, and Proverbs 11:14 says this: there is safety and having many advisors. There is safety in having many advisors. Proverbs 13:18 says this, if you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept correction, you will be honored. It is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Verse 20 says this, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. I could go on and on. There's so many proverbs that talk about the importance of listening, seeking out counsel. One of the greatest gifts that God gives us is people in our lives. Sometimes that's people in our family, a grandparent, a parent. Sometimes it's people in our small group. Perhaps it's a mentor that we have. It's important that when we make larger decisions, we slow down, we pray, we believe in who God is and what he says, but we take time to listen to godly advice, especially to seek out that advice at times that isn't what we want to hear. Sometimes it's the advice that we don't want to hear that we need to hear so that we be mindful of that. The fourth step is this, and this is pretty simple, make the decision. At some point, we have to make a decision, and we can't put it off forever, so we have to, in a moment of time, make the decision that we believe is best. And I think it's important that it's in this order. It's after we've avoided the pitfalls, we've prayed, we've sought God's wisdom, we believe in who God is, and we are listening to his word, we're listening to godly advice, and then as we continue to bathe this process in prayer, there comes a moment where we have to decide. We have to decide. And I think what's important in making that decision is this final step, and that is this. It is ask God for faith. Because once you make a decision, sometimes you get down the road and you go, thank God I made the right decision. Other times you get down the road and you've worked this process and you have moments of going, wow, was that the right decision? But you made a decision. You sought to honor him. You followed this pathway from Proverbs. And I think what we need that is so important is that we would seek to ask God for faith and we'd rest in him. We would rest in him. Proverbs talks about the importance of our decisions, the responsibility we have. But then the writer of Proverbs reminds us that there's a lot beyond our control. There's a lot of things we can't anticipate. There's a lot about life we don't understand. Listen to Proverbs 16:1. It says this, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. Proverbs 16:9, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. So what the writer of Proverbs is teaching us here is that there's limitations to our knowledge. There's limitations to our understanding. So even when we go and when we make decisions, there's a place where we have to come to commit to rest in God's leadership of our lives, to rest in him, to trust in him, to ask him for the faith. Proverbs 21:30 says, no human wisdom or understanding or plan can stand against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. So we have a part in decision making. We can be wise in avoiding pitfalls to the best of our ability and seeking to honor God in our decisions. But we also have to recognize that beyond that, that we need to rest and trust in the sovereignty of God for our life. As we prepare to close, I'm aware that in talking on this topic today, perhaps there's some here and you're thinking of some decisions that you've made. And you're wondering, boy, I wish I could go back and change that decision. Word of God reminds us that there always is hope. That as we trust in God, that faith in him, we're not required to be perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall short at times. Our salvation is based on grace through faith. It's trusting him. We're not saved by our works. We don't stay saved by our works. We're saved by God's grace. And we can learn. We can look back and we can realize we made a mistake. And we can learn from God's word going forward. Perhaps you're in a place where you find yourself saying, I have a big decision to make. Maybe you're already started down that path. Let me encourage you, slow down. Slow down and heed the wisdom of God's word. Be mindful. Be cautious of making decisions in isolation. Be cautious of making decisions in a hurry or under appetites or influences that could be negative. Slow down. Pray. Believe in who God is. Believe in what he says. Listen to godly advisors. Seek out counsel from other people. Then make the best decision you know how to make. Praying all the way, asking God to lead you, make the best decision in line with God's word and the leading of his Holy Spirit and listening to counselors. And then don't stop there. Ask God for faith. Trust him. Trust him. That even if the decision you made ends up seeming, after you worked that process to be it's made life harder for you, don't despair. Sometimes the greatest growth that we go through is not when things are easy, but when they're difficult. And know that God will be present with you. He's working in your life. Romans 8:28 says, God works all things together for good to those that love him. That good does not mean easy, fun. The very next verse tells us what that good is. Romans 8:29 says that God's will is that we are conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. The best thing in your life and my life is that we are made to be like Jesus. And sometimes that means the good is difficult and it's hard. So ask God for faith. Keep following him and trust him. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for this day today that we've had to gather here. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom of your word. And Proverbs is a book that is just loaded with wisdom. Every verse seems to be so practical, relevant to our lives. And as we've looked at this topic of decision making, we recognize that there are many decisions that are incredibly unique, that are difficult. Sometimes the consequences are great, sometimes they're small. But our prayer and our desire today is that we would make decisions to honor and glorify you. We realize today that the biggest, most important decision that we can make before we make any other decision is a decision to follow you. It's a decision to confess both in our hearts and with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord. And when we make that decision to live for our Creator, to live in his world, his way, all those other decisions, we have your help, we have your guidance. So I would pray today that if anyone does not know you, Father, that they would realize that today is an opportunity for them to come to faith in you through Jesus. It's a day for them to come to find you, to make you the Lord of their life, to trust in you so that they don't go through their life making decisions on their own, but making their decisions with a greater purpose, and that is to know and to love you and to love others. So we pray today that you would give us wisdom, that you would guard us from those pitfalls. When we fall into a pitfall, Lord, help us to recognize your grace reaching out to us. Help us not to listen to the voice of the enemy who often says, you failed, give up. Help us listen to the voice of grace that is always reaching for us, that is calling us to a higher place, to follow you, to trust you. For any here who are having to make a decision in a difficult area that's not black and white, Father, your word says in James that if we lack wisdom, we are to ask you, and you will generously give it. Whatever the wisdom that is needed, whether it's a vocational, whether it's a relationship, whether it's financial, Father, if it's a medical decision that is weighing heavy on a family, areas that may not be black and white, I pray that as they seek you, that you would answer their prayer. Father, that you would give them the wisdom they need, and that they would be able to make the best choice in your time, and then to ask you for faith, to trust you, that we do our best, but at the end of the day, we recognize your sovereignty, and we trust and we rely on you to lead our lives. Thank you again for your presence in this place, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.